to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It is Tuesday, August 7th, 2012, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. In our third hour today, Mary Taco, fellow RBN host, is going to be joining us to talk about the abuses of vaccine and the growing awareness that the medical establishment is all about money and not about your health. And doctors and bad prescription medications may very well be the leading cause of unnatural death here in the United States of America. We're going to be talking a lot about that. Later in the week, we're going to have a representative of the Luxi company coming onto our show. Luxi, as we've mentioned before, is this wonderful little Bluetooth headset for your cell phone that also includes a camcorder. And this is a very, very useful device, especially if you're going out to a peaceful demonstration and you're dealing with law enforcement that is determined to make the demonstration not peaceful for propaganda purposes or to justify repression and so forth. And the more cameras that people are armed with, the more a deterrent we create against abuses of our constitutional rights. So we're going to be talking about that little very clever little gizmo a little bit later in the week here. Obviously, starting off with my favorite subject, we're getting the first high-resolution photos and the descent camera video from the Curiosity lander. And it was fun watching the JPL news conference this morning and just how excited and ecstatic all of these engineers and scientists are about this amazing success. And it is truly an achievement and one that we can all really be proud in. I have to wonder, though, why the TV news network seemed to feel that this guy with the Mohawk haircut and all of his Twitter followings, is such a big news story. I mean, I'm sure he's a wonderful gentleman, and obviously if he's on the flight team, he knows what he's doing. And it's an okay haircut. I don't consider it really newsworthy. By the way, I have just been chastised by the control room. Her name is Toko, not Taco. And I wasn't saying taco either, so emphasis on the wrong syllable. So we're going to have Mary Taco on our show talking about vaccines in a third hour of our program here. Now, the news right now is going on and on about this guy arrested in Ohio who had a bag full of guns and ammunition and knives with him in the theater in the Batman movie Dark Knight Rises. I mean, come on, guys. After all these mass shootings have underscored the police are never able to thwart a mass shooting, how convenient this guy acts so suspiciously he has to be noticed by the theater manager who then calls the police and come in and get him. To prove the police can thwart mass shootings if we will only surrender our Second Amendment rights. This is a staged propaganda stunt. Do you know how we know? It's really very simple. Every other mass shooting, the shooter walks in and starts shooting immediately. Comes in through the exit, walks up to the candidate, walks into the Sikh temple, and opens fire. This guy walks into the theater, sits, sits in a very obvious seat all by himself at the back of the theater. Apparently, this movie's not doing very well. And he sits there with a bag waiting, doing nothing, just sitting there waiting until the theater manager comes to talk to him. And then the police are called to deal with this guy. This is a staged PR stunt. One of the strongest arguments against disarming the American people is the police never show up in time. How convenient. This guy shows up, sits down, doesn't shoot anybody, just sits and waits to be discovered. This is pure propaganda stunt. Right here. All righty. The U.S. government is now trying to link this guy, this army guy, worked in psychological operations. They still won't say what, if any, prescription medications he was on, but they're linking him to the hate groups, to the white supremacists and the black separatists and the skinheads and the Nazis and all this other stuff. Everybody is trying to grind their political axe on this guy's body. The federal government is saying he was under surveillance by the federal government before he did the shooting. Good job. I guess none of us have to worry about our privacy if they blew it that bad on this guy. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Hello, I'm America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this revelation that the federal authorities are saying that they were watching this ex-Army guy, this psychological operations expert, in the weeks before the Sikh shooting. They were supposedly keeping an eye on him, and they completely missed that he was going to go and do this shooting. So if this is the competence of the federal government surveillance program on all of Americans, I guess we can all relax. Our privacy is safe and secured if they missed it that badly. And here's another story. ABC is now reporting that James Holmes' psychiatrist broke patient confidentiality and contacted the university police where she was working about this guy weeks before the Batman shooting, and nothing was done. So we're hearing about all this security. We're watching you. We're reading your email. We're looking at your Facebook and your Twitter. And if you disconnect, you must be suspicious and all the rest of this other stuff. And it turns out even when they're watching, they can't figure any of it out. They're drowning in the sheer volume of all this data they're collecting on all of us, which means it doesn't really work. These two stories confirm it. We're watching the guy who shot up the Sikh temple, the psychiatrist of the Batman shooting suspect. Well, suspect, he pretty much did it. They were watching. They had all these warning signs, and they still didn't do anything. which is another reason why I think this incident in Ohio was a staged propaganda stunt. To prove the police are necessary, if you will just give us your guns, we will take care of you. After all, look what a bang-up job the Nazis did with their gun ban. Alrighty, moving right along here, I want to talk about Syria. This thing is escalating, a lot of conflicting information on both sides, as is always the case in war. And I want to remind everybody as they go into this situation, Syria is continuing to capture foreign military officers inside their borders. The United Nations chief, on the other hand, refuses to condemn the kidnapping of Iranians inside Syria. This is getting rather weird, where you have these hired mercenary armies, which include al-Qaeda, and now they're even saying some of the Mujahideen the U.S. used to oppose in Afghanistan are coming down to fight against the Syrian government. The U.S. is now supporting the very same people they were trying to destroy. You know, bad Mujahideen and everything. Of course, we supported them against the Soviet Union. Then once the Soviet Union was out, they were the enemy. Now they're the friends again. It's just switching back and forth. Patterns of expedience, I guess, is the good name for it. Now, because Damascus has now been secured, Syria is focusing all of their military effort onto Aleppo. Most of the Aleppo civilians have now left, and so it's just basically it's a free-fire zone, and Syria's warplanes and helicopters are in there attacking these hired mercenaries. The UN monitors have now left Aleppo, supposedly protect themselves, and that's just fine. They need to be safe. But frankly, I think the real reason they're leaving Aleppo is they don't want to observe. The United States cannot lose this war in Syria. It is the doorway to the long-sought war with Iran. If Assad succeeds in kicking out the mercenary army, then the momentum for the war in Iran is going to stumble and fall. And so I think the real reason for the UN observers to be leaving is so they are not there to observe when either the stealth bombers fly in or there is a false flag chemical attack to be blamed on Assad. And we're hearing more and more rumors that that is now in the plan. The mercenary army, the invaders, they're desperate. They've gone back to massacring civilians near homes to try and draw off some of Assad's forces to deal with that crisis. And, of course, the message continues to go out from the hired mercenaries: if you don't join us, we will kill you. And that, of course, absolutely destroys the idea this is a popular revolution. You know, this is like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson going into the middle of a colonial town, shooting a bunch of people and saying, if you don't support us against the British, we'll kill more of you. Would not have worked very well. So now we have all of these people switching sides. The Mujahideen, we were opposing them in one country. Now they're our allies. We're giving them heavy weapons. We've always been at war with East Asia. George Orwell was just amazingly prescient about the behavior of the tyrannical superstate, and looks like we're living in it here. Let's see, what have they got? Over the last several weeks, 200 to 300 private security company employees have been captured by Syrian forces. Hundreds of foreign military and service personnel. Some are Portuguese nationals, and of course, as we mentioned the other day, some 30 Turkish military officers, including a general, have been captured. 40 to 60 German nationals who were fighting with the mercenary army are now in Syrian custody. And the Germans are in prison because they were caught smuggling weapons and supplies to the mercenary army. So it just goes on and on and on. Earlier today, a convoy of Turkish military forces crossed the border briefly into the Syrian town of Jarablus. Now, they've now withdrawn, probably because everybody knows that they were doing it. Meanwhile, of course, there's going to be a backlash in a lot of directions. Apparently, there's been an explosion carrying about a quarter of Iraq crude exports from oil fields near the city of Kirkuk has been knocked out, and it stops Iraq oil flowing to Turkey. So somebody somewhere is saying, yeah, Turkey is now a big part of the problem. Now, despite some small, well-publicized victories from a few select points within Syria, the reality is the hired mercenaries are losing badly, mostly because Assad has control of Syria's skies. It's his country and his skies, but we're probably going to start seeing calls for a no-fly zone, which is always the prelude to another U.S. invasion. But apparently, according to the Syrian government, they're making tremendous gains in Aleppo. It is very costly to the city, very beautiful, very ancient city, being blown to rubble to deal with throwing out this invading army of mercenaries here. Meanwhile, Iran has summoned the Swiss envoy to pass along a message regarding the abduction of Iranians inside Syria by these hired mercenary forces. In Iran's view, the United States of America is responsible for the kidnapping and killing of Iranians inside Syria, which is why it's even more interesting that the United Nations is refusing to condemn this. All of this focus on Syria is, this is the stepping stone to the war with Iran that Israel has been screaming everybody has to fight for them. And unfortunately, because of mutual treaties, and Iran tends to stick to their treaties a lot more closely than the United States does, as demonstrated by the non-proliferation treaty, Iran is vowing it will not allow Assad to fall. Now, they're stopping short of saying direct military intervention, which is, of course, what the United States wants. But they're going to financially and materially support Assad against this invading force. Now, let's see. Already caught that one. Iran is now claiming to be in full control of the Hormuz Strait. Their Navy commander is out there saying, we are controlling the Strait. It's our territory. It's our water. You know, we have the right to basically patrol it and control what shipping comes through it, just as any other country has the right to control what shipping goes through their territorial waters. This, of course, would be seen as another provocation. The United States is going to be holding drills in those very waters next month to prove that they have the freedom to navigate and go where they want and project power into other people's countries. Now, Michael Oren, Israel's ambassador to the United States, warned Tuesday, time is short for diplomacy to remove Iran's nuclear threat, of course, completely ignoring there is no nuclear threat. The only nuclear threat in the region is Israel. And not surprisingly, we're seeing all this renewed propaganda in the media about Iran is closer to a bomb than they ever were before. And Michael Oren is out there screaming that everybody is talking while, you know, Iran wants to wipe out Israel. Now, here's the problem with that. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest with anybody in over 200 years. The same claim cannot be made by the United States or Israel. This is a game that Israel and the United States and Nazi Germany all played perfectly. Oh, they're coming to kill us. We must invade them first. Go into Poland. Go into Iraq, go into Afghanistan, go into Iran. Now, over in Jordan, King Abdullah II is expressing his concern that Syria's chemical weapons scare us all, which strikes me as kind of weird. Frankly, if I were a leader in that region, I'd be far more worried about Israel's nuclear weapons and their history of belligerence to their neighboring nations. But Jordan has apparently been co-opted or convinced or bought off or blackmailed into basically going along and saying, ooh, Syria is bad. Syria is bad. And again, this may be more propaganda leading to a false flag chemical attack on this, on the civilians of Syria to be blamed on Assad. Remember in the run-up to the war with Iraq, there was this whole story about Saddam was gassing the Kurds. Saddam was gassing the Kurds. Saddam was gassing the Kurds. Turned out to be another complete lie, because the Kurds were gassed most likely by Iran, because the Kurds were attacking across the border at that time, and the specific chemical weapon used was one that Iraq was not known to possess, and subsequent inspections following the invasion proved Iraq didn't have any of those chemical weapons, and the U.S. Army College concluded, yeah, it wasn't Iraq, it was just something convenient to say to sell the war. Now, we're getting more and more indications from inside Israel that they're going to go ahead and attack Iran. Frankly, they're in a corner. They're looking at Syria. If Assad succeeds in kicking out the mercenary army, then Israel's just going to attack Iran, because that's the only other way they can move this thing forward. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Love.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the corporate media is still going on about the shooting at the Sikh temple and how this ex-army guy who didn't have an honorable discharge and was working in PSYOPs, they're trying to link him to everybody. And, oh, you should hear the bad music he was doing. And he was doing this and he was connected with everybody. A listener wrote in during the commercial break saying that he's surprised they aren't trying to say that all these mass shooters are Ron Paul supporters. Maybe we shouldn't give them ideas, but that seems to be where we're going on that. Now, getting back to Israel, former Labor Party Minister Uzi Baram wrote a column in Yisrael Hayom today, urging Israel's leadership to tell the Israeli people clearly what lies in store when they execute an expected attack on Iran. What's most interesting about the article is he says, quote, "Recently I've come to believe that the leaders of the state have decided to act," in other words, to attack Iran. Well, they've probably been thinking that all along. But I think what's going on is Israel right now is in the grip of massive, massive protests over austerity and increasing taxes. Same thing every other nation on earth, slave to a private central bank, is having to go through right now. And like every one of these other governments, the government of Israel's solution is let's get a really big war going so people aren't thinking anymore about the crooked bankers and the corrupted government. So especially if Syria is not conquered by the United States of America, and if Iran is not drawn into the conflict as an excuse to extend the war into Iran, which is, of course, Israel's main target. Iran is a major commercial threat to Israel. They're not a military threat. Iran doesn't attack people. It's a commercial threat. Israel does not want competitors to their own nuclear exports. That would drive down prices. And no amount of American children are too great a price to pay to preserve that monopoly and that high, that market exclusivity. So anyway, they're talking about attacking Iran. And as far as I'm concerned, yeah, let Israel attack Iran. It's none of our business. We've got problems on this side of the planet. And when Israel gets into trouble trying to invade and attack Iran, because they didn't even do all that well against Lebanon not too long ago, we, the American people, should stand back and say, look, we told you this war was a bad idea. You started it. You finish it. We're going to sit this one out. Okay, Israel denied Americans to throw onto the bayonets of the Iranians will be forced to actually use their nuclear weapons of mass destruction. This in turn will prove to the world that Israel were never the helpless victims that they have been screaming for years with their hand out for yet another donation. But in fact, as the history and the borders of Israel show, they are aggressors. They have a history of aggression against their neighbor nations. And the world will finally come to understand that this has been the case all along. Here in the United States of America, Israel's use of nuclear weapons will finally convince the American people there really wasn't any noble purpose behind the constant looting of the American people for Israel's weapons. It was just corruption as usual in D.C. And a reminder, under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and under the Glenn Act, it is illegal for the government of the United States of America to take your money and give it to any nation that possesses weapons of mass destruction or nuclear weapons technology, but refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and to allow IAEA inspections. That is Israel. Both the United States and the UN and the IAEA have all begged Israel to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and allow inspections, and Israel continues to refuse. We know why. Documents from the former government of South Africa prove that Israel's been selling clandestine nuclear weapons around the world. We don't know who's got them. We know the deal with South Africa fell through, but do you think South Africa was the only country the door-to-door salesmen were pounding on? Hi, I'm from Israel. Want to buy a bomb? Don't tell anybody. We're not supposed to be doing this. Meanwhile, more and more writers are coming to the same conclusion about this attack along near the Rafah crossing into Gaza between Egypt and Gaza. And now the fact that Israel is admitting they had advanced intelligence and were therefore able to prepare to fend off this attack. More and more people are concluding it was just the Mossad playing Mossad games, fake an attack against themselves, cry victim, and then go ahead and do what it is they wanted to do. Meanwhile, up in Scandinavia, activist groups are launching a new aid ship destined for Gaza. In fact, they launched it probably today, hoping to challenge the Israeli blockade and draw more international attention to the conflict in a move reminiscent of the 2010 Freedom Flotilla. Now, of course, remember what happened to that 2010 Freedom Flotilla. Israel intercepted it in international waters. That is an act of piracy. They boarded these unarmed ships. These were cargo ships, pleasure ships, and they murdered some of the activists. They murdered a total of 8 people, one of them a kid, 19-year-old, from New York City, who was lying on the deck subdued when they shot him in the head. And then Israel puts out a bunch of propaganda saying, oh, they had pointy sticks. They had kitchen knives. We had no choice but defend ourselves. Actually, you did have a choice. Allow international shipping in international waters to proceed in accordance with international law. The American Sixth Fleet has been down off the coast of Somalia, killing Somalians for doing exactly what Israel did to the flotilla. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about stuff going on over there in Israel. And as you're probably already aware, next month, Palestine is once again going to approach the United Nations about some form of membership at the United Nations. And, of course, Israel is saying if Palestine dares to do that, the repercussions will be severe. And possibly in conjunction with that, yesterday, Israel's justice minister signed a new regulation saying that litigants are not allowed to file civil court documents unless they can provide an Israeli ID or a foreign passport number. And by virtue of this regulation, it effectively bans Palestinians, refugees, immigrants from ever filing suit in civil court in Israel because they don't have passports or Israeli ID. And so we're seeing the justice system in Israel basically being absolutely skewed, where Israelis can go to court and sue other people, but those most victimized by Israel's government policies are effectively banned from the court system. So justice becomes just us, a trend we're also starting to see here in the United States of America. More economic sanctions on Iran. You're probably already seeing the effects at the gas pump. And again, the sanctions are being touted as a means to avoid a war, but that's nonsense. The history is very, very clear. Sanctions are always a prelude to war, to financially weaken the nation so that they cannot prepare to defend themselves against the coming invasion. Sanctions, therefore, are an act of war. Look, sanctions before the invasion of Iraq, sanctions before the invasion of this person and that person. It is an act of war. It's a prelude to war, along with no-fly zones and all the rest of it. The U.S. government tries to back into the war and then act like they're surprised. Oh, how did this happen? We had no idea we would be at war with, pick a target, any target. Now, over at Standard Chartered, this is the British bank that's come under scrutiny in New York for allegedly helping Iran launder money. Now, Standard Chartered is saying the allegations are completely bogus, that all of their transactions are documented and in compliance with the law. But unfortunately, Standard Chartered stock took a real hammering, and their shares values dropped by $12.5 billion. Interesting how the U.S. Authorities are always willing to look at banks doing business with Iran. At the same time, they're ignoring all the banks doing business with drug dealers and terrorists. Not to mention, of course, all these banks looting the American people willy-nilly. But by golly, you do business with Israel's enemies and we will come after you. And speaking of waging war against the American people, emails obtained by the Daily Caller show that the U.S. Treasury Department, led by Timothy Geithner, was the driving force behind ending the pensions of 20,000 salaried retirees at the Delphi Auto Parts Manufacturing Company. Now, this move, made in 2009 while the Obama administration was implementing their auto bailout plan, appears to have been made solely because these retirees were not members of labor unions. So this is how Obama was going to save the automobile industry. Take money from you, give it to the automakers, and then basically shut down the pension funds of the non-union retirees. Telling the auto corporations, yeah, you made promises to the retirees. You took money out of their paychecks to fund this retirement pension fund. But we know you need that money now to basically keep your stock price up and reward your executives. So if you really think that the Obama administration, and I'm not saying Romney would be any better because he won't be, but if you think they are concerned about the welfare of ordinary American workers, better think again. If you are a retiree dependent on a pension and you are not a member of a union, sooner or later, Obama will get to you, because that's what they did to the Delphi retirees. All these people who work for Delphi Auto Parts, they paid into the pension plan and they were loyal employees and they did what the company told them to do and they worked their years of service and then they retired on their pensions. And Obama turns around and says, well, they're not members of a union. We don't have to worry about protests in the street. We're going to cut off their pensions so the corporations can take that money and use it for other purposes. You better think about that one very, very hard. If you think your retirement is secure as long as you go on voting the straight party ticket, you better think again. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, you're going to love this story. Jessica Harper, who used to be a manager at British bank Lloyds TSB, has admitted to committing a £2.4 million fraud over a four-year period while she was in charge of fraud prevention for the bank. A really wonderful job there. Now, this is up in Michigan. We got two of these stories back to back. The school system of Michigan has borrowed $105 million to try and stay in operation, keep the schools up, keep the teachers working, take care of the children. And the way the loan was structured, the only way the money junkie bankers would give them the money is by the Michigan school system to agree to pay back $981 million by the year 2051. That's 10 times what the district borrowed. Borrow $100 million right now, pay $980 million, almost $1 billion, between now and 2051. I mean, this is just absolutely, absolutely obscene here. And let's see, I misspoke. Michigan actually bans these kind of loans. This is out in California that this is taking place. On top of that, at the same time the schools are going into this absolutely usurious debt to the money junkies, the state government in California, 8 years after settling a lawsuit promising hundreds of millions of dollars to repair broken-down schools, some of which have health and safety hazards, the state has now defunded the program to fix the slum schools. It was a lawsuit. They agreed to make the repairs. Now they're saying, no, we don't have the money to make the repairs. Your children in California are going to schools with health hazards and safety hazards. There are classrooms where water is just pouring in from the roof, because the roofs are failing. I would love to see a world where our taxes go to our children, their education, their health, and just providing a good, safe environment for them to live in, and the army has to sell brownies in front of the supermarket to pay for a bomb. How did we get so backward where we have a government willing to starve our children and allow their schools to rot into uselessness so they can send money to Israel and send bombs to the other side of the world? We're already in a wartime economy. They won't admit it because they understand the W word is an election loser this year, but we're in a wartime economy. I was watching this interesting show the other day with my wife on TV, and it was about the history of the Steinway Piano Company. And if you're a musician, you know the name. It's an amazing product. It's an amazing piano, and they're wonderful. They're the best. The best of the best. If you have a Steinway, it doesn't get any better than that. Interesting story. During World War II, the United States government shut down Steinway's New York factory because certain materials used in the construction of a piano were considered strategically necessary for the war effort, copper most especially. And the wood that was being used to make pianos was needed for things like aircraft frames. Now, the U.S. government offered Steinway Piano a contract to manufacture coffins, wood boxes for soldiers, just slap them together for all the dead people coming back. But Steinway, who had his own sons serving on the front lines, was uncomfortable with that and turned it down. And I mention this because as this government continues to go further and further into a war economy, we're going to see that kind of thing again. If you are a business owner and you still have your business, it hasn't already been taken by Wall Street or driven into extinction by TSA, at some point the government could knock on your door and say, stop doing what you're doing because the raw materials you're using we need to kill people in foreign lands. That is how bad it can get. I was a little shocked. I did not know this about the history of the Steinway Company. I know about the copper shortage. They needed copper for jacketing on bullets, and that's why in the war years, pennies were made with steel. Steel is much more plentiful than copper. But you need copper jacketing on the bullets in order to reduce wear on the gun barrel. Now, meanwhile, Knight Capital Group has been given a $400 million lifeline to bail them out of this so-called computer error that resulted in $400 million in trades that went the wrong way. I'm not sure I'm buying this official story. There are too many computer problems these days. We went for years and years without hearing about computer problems that were costing all these millions of dollars. And all of a sudden, everybody's got a computer glitch. Oh, this bank can't run the ATM's computer glitch. This bank has lost money. There's a computer glitch here. I think that computer problems are being blamed to cover up losses, embezzlement, other frauds, most especially the use of depositor funds in high-risk investment banking activity. We know Wall Street lies. We know everything is being rigged. There is no reason to assume that this story about computer error resulting in these losses requiring yet another bailout has any basis in fact whatsoever. It's whatever they think they can say that the public will fall for, except, of course, we're not falling for it. Meanwhile, of course, this debate over auditing the Federal Reserve is starting to heat up. And Bernanke has gone on a rampage screaming that the U.S. Congress should not dig into the private matters of the Federal Reserve. And he basically says this legislation would allow a, quote, nightmare scenario, end quote, of political meddling in monetary policy making. Now, I would like to remind Ben Bernanke that under the Constitution of the United States of America, the Congress is supposed to be in control of the monetary policy. The Constitution does not grant monetary policy making to a privately owned central bank. It was transferred there with the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, but such a fundamental authority granted by the Constitution cannot be ceded or transferred without a constitutional amendment. And so I would argue that the Federal Reserve Act and the Federal Reserve Bank and all of the debt created by same from 1913 to the present, 99 years, is illegal and should be simply written off. But for Bernanke to get up there and say, you know, Congress is just going to meddle in the business of the bank, Bernanke has forgotten who's supposed to be in charge of this country. We the people, as implemented through our representatives in the Congress. Bankers are not supposed to be in charge of things, because every time bankers are in charge of things, what we're seeing happen happens. Bernanke has gotten way too big for his britches, I think. He needs a good dose of humble. New report has come out basically detailing the Department of Justice's unprecedented failure to prosecute Wall Street. Again, they're going all over the Bank in England for dealing with Iran and all this other stuff. But all of these big banks in the United States who are caught with all this fraud, Bernie Madoff, Jamie Dimon, all of these people. And all of these banks have committed so many crimes, up to and including now the rigging of the LIBOR. Department of Justice, no, we're not arresting anybody. We're not investigating. It's really, you know, we don't have the resources to go out and examine Wall Street. When government aligns with corporations against the general population, that is fascism. Fascism ought to be more properly called corporatism. And that's not me, that's Benito Mussolini, who won the Olympic gold medal for being a fascist thug. Speaking of fraud, interesting little story coming out of one of my most hated stores, Best Buy. The Best Buy founder has announced he wants to take the company private by buying up all of its shares that he does not already own, in a deal that values the company at about $8.84 billion. And, of course, the announcement set up Best Buy shares by 24%. Okay? Now, if you're thinking carefully and clearly, you'll realize something is wrong with this story, because if you're planning to buy back stock in your own company, you do not announce it ahead of time. Because as this story illustrates, the stock price skyrockets, making the cost of repurchase higher. And you lose more money. Whatever eventual gain you will get is reduced by allowing the initial buyback to cost more. So it looks to me like the real plan was to make this announcement, let it run up the price of Best Buy stock, and then somebody dumps a lot of their shares for a fast buck. This is looking to me like a pump and dump. Time will solve that mystery, of course. MGM Resorts has suffered a net loss of $145 million in the second quarter. I imagine tourism is down all around the world. Certainly any place where the TSA has their claws into the security system here. Now, Facebook's stock crash has created a bunch of problems for the company, some of which have yet to manifest. And one of the most important has to do with the lockouts. Because when you go public and you issue stock and your existing equity holders are given stock to cover their percentage ownership in the venture, there's a lock on it. It's called founder's issue or lockout or lockup. Basically, you're not allowed to sell your stock for a given interval of time after the initial public offering because of past abuses. Well, those lockouts are set to expire And because Facebook's price has been dropping and dropping and dropping, the first thing all of these equity holders in Facebook are going to do, they're going to sell their stock. They're going to want to get out and cut their losses. And that will absolutely hit the stock price. Facebook is facing a massive $3 billion tax bill related to the employee stock compensation. They were going to sell more shares to cover the cash for the tax bill. They can't do that. Nobody is buying Facebook stock right now. And, of course, their key employees are going to have less incentive to stay with the company because their stock portfolios are taking a beating. They're going to go someplace else where their work will result in added earnings, not stay with what is clearly a sinking ship. All righty, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're talking about Facebook and their financial problems And again, Mark Zuckerberg built his company apparently with a great deal of fraud. 80% of the clicks on the pay-per-click advertising were being generated by bots to run up their revenues. Other scandals have since ensued. Zuckerberg got his money out of the IPO, and he's leaving the investors to basically eat it. And it looks like Facebook is probably going to go away pretty soon. And what's alarming here is we're starting to see propaganda designed to discourage people from leaving Facebook. I am not kidding you. There's an article that came out that said not joining Facebook is a sign you're a psychopath. And employers and psychologists are saying staying away from all social media is suspicious behavior. It's not suspicious. In my case, generally I'm bored. Now, obviously, a big part of that is all of these various dictatorships around the world have invested a huge amount of money in building these giant computer systems that are constantly scanning Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and all the rest of these things, looking for those hidden words that will signal ill intent. So obviously, if you're not using the social media, you are invisible to them. And that means, in the eyes of a dictator, you have something to hide if you're not willing to put your personal life on public display in the social media. And of course, obviously, if people are staying away from Facebook, then Facebook's demise is only accelerating. It's kind of a weird reach to say that staying away from social media means you're a suspicious human being. Because that total information awareness only works to the extent that your personal life is on a computer somewhere. And again, the government claimed they had this Sikh shooter under surveillance for weeks ahead. The psychiatrist for James Holmes down in Colorado went to the university police weeks before the Batman movie shooting and said, I think there's a problem with this guy. And nothing got done. So, frankly, I wouldn't worry about my privacy anymore if this is how well the surveillance system is working. Speaking of security, there are apparently some major security lapses both at Apple and Amazon that are being used to attack individuals. And apparently this one writer was saying his Google account was taken over, deleted. Then they got into his Twitter account, and they hijacked his Twitter account to broadcast all kinds of racist, homophobic messages in an attempt to defame him. Gee, I wonder who would do that. They broke into his Apple ID account and used it to erase all the data on the iPhone, iPad, and MacBook. And what this is all about is there is a feature inside the Apple software system where if you lose your iPhone or your iPad or whatever, they can erase it remotely, but it can be used to attack you. So I wouldn't use that if I were you, and I don't anyway. We'll be right back after station identification.
Are you against